All right, ladies and gentlemen, tonight we have two meetings. The first one is a special called meeting, which will be very short in regards to our ordinance updates. So we will go from that meeting, and as soon as we adjourn that one, we'll go ahead and start our regular scheduled meeting. So at this time, I'm going to call the Coburn Town Council special call meeting for Monday, September the 12th, 2022 at 6:30 p.m. to order. Kathy, if you'll do a roll call vote, please.
Carlos Collins.
Here.
Jeff Passer.
Here.
Debbie Cannon.
Here.
Sharon Steele. I mean, here.
Joe Steele.
Not thinking.
Here.
Sharon Steele.
I'm here.
All right, so we have everyone present tonight. The first item on the agenda is an invocation, and I see Carol Childress from Midway Church here. If you will lead us in invocation, and then if our Boy Scouts present will lead us in the pledge directly after.
We would before bow our heads and go to the Lord in prayer. Holy Father, as we bow down to you, we want to thank you, Lord, for the beauty of this day and the very breath that we breathe. We thank you, Lord, for your grace and your mercy, and most of all, we thank you, Lord, for the salvation that we have through Jesus Christ. We thank you for the redemption we have through the blood of the cross, and we thank you, Lord, for allowing all of us to be gathered here this evening, praying, Lord, for your unity, your love, penetrating our hearts, bringing us closer together in union with you and in your will. We ask, Lord, for your blessings upon this town and upon every soul that is here this evening. We thank you, Lord, for all things, and we ask this in the precious name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Amen.
To the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Please be seated. Our first item on the agenda is public expression. This public expression should be limited to only of that is on this agenda, which is the ordinance updates. If you have public expression regarding any other town business, we will take care of that during the regular meeting after this. So if there's anyone with public expression in regards to the ordinance updates, you may come forth at this time. Please state your name, physical address, and limit your comments to 5 minutes. Is there anyone for public expression regarding this? Okay, seeing no one come forth, I will close public expression. The next item on the agenda is the approval of agenda. It can be amended by the majority vote. Are there any additions or deletions to this agenda? Hearing none, I move that we approve the agenda as presented.
Second.
All right, it has been moved and seconded to approve the agenda as presented. Is there any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye. Any opposed? All right, we have an agenda. And the first item on that agenda is new business A, the Town of Coburn Ordinance Updates.
And these have been discussed at length. These are 29 pages. We went over previously. Just wanted to advertise for public hearing, make sure that we could have public comment to see if any modifications needed to happen. If not, it's set for approval tonight. And in essence, what this allows for the town to be able to cite local code as well in order to be able to get fines for violations of statutes that we would typically cite under state law.
Okay. Does anybody have any questions or comments regarding the ordinance update?
And this will do DUIs, illegal parking, illegal garaging of vehicles in public places.
That is correct.
All of the...
It covers reckless driving. It covers more driving type offenses, but it also has larceny offenses in there. Typically, the offenses that are not major felony type cases, that would not entail jail time, or if they do entail jail time, it's cited in there that it is a jailable offense.
And this will give our police department more...
It gives them more discretion, and ultimately, the police department might be able to, or would be able to collect the fines off of that if it's cited and the judge finds appropriate.
Okay, Mr. Sturgill, under section 5.6 of this paper that you just gave to us, we're talking about trespassing after having been forbidden to do so and the penalties for doing so. As you well know, we've had a lot of instances recently with trespassing, and will this particular section take care of that problem that we're having? Will the citizens have to put out no trespassing signs, or will they have to tell the person before this would go into effect, or will this just take care of the problem itself?
What this is, and the repealing ordinance number under that will need to be taken out and approved, but it's identical to what the state code says.
Okay.
And so in that, if you have a no trespass sign out already and that person goes over the line, then automatically they could be convicted of trespass. If there's not any no trespass signs, then it comes down to the reasonableness of the intrusion. So for instance, if there's a UPS guy going up in the middle of the day to put something on the porch, that's not trespass. Mm-hmm. However, if it's at, like we talked about at the last meeting, if it's 12 midnight, 1 a.m., somebody comes up on the porch, it's an unreasonable hour, then technically under this part of the statute, it doesn't address that, but under common law, based on what I've researched and also what our chief of police has looked at, that you could be cited for that.
Okay.
And if you give, I heard Scott tell everybody that if you give verbal, you're not allowed back on my property.
That's all that's required.
That's all that's really required.
Exactly.
If I say don't come back,
so that means... So if you've got one individual that you're worried about and he's there, you can give verbal notice. You don't have to put out no trespass signs, and for a conviction, all you would have to show in general district court is that you told them to not be there and they showed back up. And that's all that's required under the statute.
But again, if someone shows up, say at my doorstep at 1 o'clock in the morning, and sits down and just decides to go smoke a cigarette on my porch, that would be covered under this, correct?
It wouldn't be covered under this section here, but it would be covered under common law.
Okay, very good. And the penalty on this is a $2,500 fine, I see.
That is correct.
Okay, or it's up to, not more than $2,500.
And that's consistent with the state code.
And that would be up to the discretion of a judge and a court?
Correct. Okay.
Very good, thank you.
You're welcome.
Do we have any more questions for Mr. Sturgill in regards to the ordinances?
Are we still working on the trailer court?
Yeah, that's not got nothing to do with
this. This is something entirely
different.
Yes.
After reading it for the last month or two, and what Scott Brooks told us at last month's meeting, I'm all for this past this Town of Coburn traffic and crime ordinances and adopt it, and I make that an motion.
Second.
All right, we have a motion and a second to adopt the Town of Coburn traffic and crime ordinances as presented here tonight. Is there any discussion? All right, Kathy, I'll call for a roll call vote, please.
Carlos Collins.
Aye.
Jeff Kaiser.
Aye.
Devin Tagmoney.
Aye.
Joe Steele.
Aye.
Sharon Steele.
Aye.
All right, We have some new traffic and crime ordinances adopted unanimously. As far as...
Ask a question. Can this be scanned into our ordinances that we have online so that it goes right in and replaces all the stuff that was scattered?
Yes and no. There's a whole lot more on there other than this, just that.
Right.
Kick and pull.
And once this is signed, my recommendation would also be with Jimmy to get with Julie Bates up at the courthouse and get this filed with her. Technical. Just a second. Technically, under Virginia Code, it states that it's effective upon the date of adoption, but I've had judges in the past ask if it's filed with the court, so I think it's important that we do that.
So be sure it gets filed.
Okay.
Okay, before we get off this, I've got one more question. In a prior meeting, we discussed the loitering and the closed areas after dark or whatever. I think that later on, and I'll add this to the agenda, hopefully in the regular meeting, but I think we need to look at the ordinance that the city of Bristol has passed with the no camping. So I'll ask for that later on to be added to the next agenda.
Anything else relating to this, the ordinances that we just adopted? Okay, as far as the rest of the agenda, there is no old business. There is no reason to go into closed session for this. So I move that we adjourn this meeting.
A second.
We have a motion and a second to adjourn the special called meeting. Is there any discussion? All those in favor of adjourning that meeting, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, that meeting is adjourned.